You will hear an interview in which two students, a girl called Tamsin and a boy called Farid, are talking about whether to go to university or not. For questions 15 to 20, choose the answer A, B, C or D, which fits best according to what you hear. You now have 70 seconds to look at part 3.
Today, in our series on the choices young people have to make, I'm talking to high school students, Tamsin and Farid, about whether they think it's a good idea to go to university straight after high school. Farid, there are a lot of options open to school leavers. Have you been getting all sorts of ideas from friends and family?
Absolutely. My parents are very keen for me to go straight to university, but actually a big international company I'd contacted has just been in contact with me. They offer work for school leavers and they train you in company. That's an option. My sister did a gap year before going to university and visited about 10 countries, but afterwards said she felt she wished she'd done something more useful with her time, like just going to one country and working as a volunteer for a charity. She thinks I should work for myself. I'm good at game design and she thinks I should do that for a living.
A lot to think about. Tamsin, what's your view on school leavers going straight to university?
Well, I think people have to consider every aspect of it carefully, because I'm concerned that some people go to university for the wrong reasons. I don't mean that they go just because their parents and teachers say they should, more that some courses have become really cool, like social sciences, and they just want to jump on the bandwagon. However, it is true that students can sometimes make good contacts by socialising at university, which may lead to finding a job more easily later.
Interesting point. Do you think some people are put off going to university by the expense?
Well, quite a few students work while they're studying, and in that way they help support themselves financially. And if they're well organised, it shouldn't mean they neglect their studies. And actually, I've heard that lots of employers like the fact that students have some familiarity with what it's really like to have a job.
And from the student's perspective, it can give you a good idea about what you do and don't like about a job. But I wonder if there's a danger when you work and study at the same time that you just get exhausted and end up ill and not able to do either well.
I think that's rare. Anyway, I'm pretty sure I'm going to go straight to university.
Yes, I think that's the right choice for you. After all, you've always got top grades in maths and sciences.
I think it'll teach me to think outside the box. Even reading details about the modules offered at some universities makes me think I'll learn to look at things from a much wider perspective. And I'm really focused on becoming an engineer. So what am I waiting for? My dad's an engineer, and I've talked to some of his colleagues, and they can give me work experience during the holidays.
I wish I was as sure as you are about what I want to do. You know, I went to a university open day a couple of weeks ago. It was great. I got to meet some students already studying Spanish, which is what I might be interested in doing, and they showed me around the languages faculty. What I hadn't expected was that a large number of the lecturers were available so that you could ask them about the courses. That was really useful. There were also tours of the science labs, which are supposed to be really cutting edge, but that wasn't what interested me.
Right. So, Tamsin, have you written your university letter of application yet? It's very important to get that just right, isn't it?
Yes, I have, and I asked Farid to take a look at it to see what he thinks.
It's really impressive. It covers pretty much everything that it should. The way it's written shows she's a really good communicator, and her love of engineering really comes across well. If she built up the part where she talks about what a dedicated student she is and how open to feedback she is, then I think it's ready to send. Tamsin's so lucky in that she knows exactly where she wants to be in 10 years' time. I'm still not sure what to do.
Well, I'm afraid we have to leave it there for today. Thank you both for taking part in today's discussion, and good luck with your futures.
Now you will hear part three again.
Today, in our series on the choices young people have to make, I'm talking to high school students, Tamsin and Farid, about whether they think it's a good idea to go to university straight after high school. Farid, there are a lot of options open to school leavers. Have you been getting all sorts of ideas from friends and family?
Absolutely. My parents are very keen for me to go straight to university, but actually a big international company I'd contacted has just been in contact with me. They offer work for school leavers and they train you in company. It's an option. My sister did a gap year before going to university and visited about 10 countries, but afterwards said she felt she wished she'd done something more useful with her time, like just going to one country and working as a volunteer for a charity. She thinks I should work for myself. I'm good at game design and she thinks I should do that for a living.
A lot to think about. Tamsin, what's your view on school leavers going straight to university?
Well, I think people have to consider every aspect of it carefully, because I'm concerned that some people go to university for the wrong reasons. I don't mean that they go just because their parents and teachers say they should, more that some courses have become really cool, like social sciences, and they just want to jump on the bandwagon. However, it is true that students can sometimes make good contacts by socialising at university, which may lead to finding a job more easily later.
Interesting point. Do you think some people are put off going to university by the expense?
Well, quite a few students work while they're studying, and in that way they help support themselves financially. And if they're well organised, it shouldn't mean they neglect their studies. And actually, I've heard that lots of employers like the fact that students have some familiarity with what it's really like to have a job.
And from the student's perspective, it can give you a good idea about what you do and don't like about a job. But I wonder if there's a danger when you work and study at the same time that you just get exhausted and end up ill and not able to do either well.
I think that's rare. Anyway, I'm pretty sure I'm going to go straight to university.
Yes, I think that's the right choice for you. After all, you've always got top grades in maths and sciences.
I think it'll teach me to think outside the box. Even reading details about the modules offered at some universities makes me think I'll learn to look at things from a much wider perspective. And I'm really focused on becoming an engineer. So what am I waiting for? My dad's an engineer, and I've talked to some of his colleagues, and they can give me work experience during the holidays.
I wish I was as sure as you are about what I want to do. You know, I went to a university open day a couple of weeks ago. It was great. I got to meet some students already studying Spanish, which is what I might be interested in doing, and they showed me around the languages faculty. What I hadn't expected was that a large number of the lecturers were available so that you could ask them about the courses. That was really useful. There were also tours of the science labs, which are supposed to be really cutting edge, but that wasn't what interested me.
Right. So, Tamsin, have you written your university letter of application yet? It's very important to get that just right, isn't it?
Yes, I have, and I asked Farid to take a look at it to see what he thinks.
It's really impressive. It covers pretty much everything that it should. The way it's written shows she's a really good communicator, and her love of engineering really comes across well. If she built up the part where she talks about what a dedicated student she is and how open to feedback she is, then I think it's ready to send. Tamsin's so lucky in that she knows exactly where she wants to be in 10 years' time. I'm still not sure what to do.
Well, I'm afraid we have to leave it there for today. Thank you both for taking part in today's discussion, and good luck with your futures.
That's the end of part 3.